During your career, were there any particular people that inspired you?
Certainly in the early days, Graham, that's easy. It would be Roger Armstrong. He was chief of structures and employed me. It was interesting, when I came up for my interview, he was the only person from Rotel that interviewed me, because nobody, for some reason, I guess it was August time, maybe it's holiday, but there was nobody in personnel. So I actually had one single interview with Roger, and he was an extremely good head of department because he was interested in you as a person as well as your abilities, and he gave me huge encouragement. As I said, he was the one that asked me if I would like to go to college and train, and he encouraged me all the way through the time I was at college. Interestingly, I had day release for the first 3 years, and then the last 2 years for my higher national certificate, I still had day release, but because I was over 21, I had to work some unpaid overtime. And Roger was not too happy with this, but he said, it's the rules, Kath, you know. So he used to come down and sit by the side of me and say, what's your homework this week then? So that I didn't do every unpaid overtime period was not done on company work. Quite a lot of it, Roger was sitting by the side of me.
That's very generous, wasn't it?
He was, and hugely encouraging. And he became chief engineer. And at that time, we'd not only got the Saab 340 contract, we had a contract with Fokker 50, a contract with Piper on the Piper Cheyenne, and we were also working on the huge hovercraft propeller for the Textron LCAC, which is landing craft air cushion, because they couldn't possibly use the word hovercraft. Because we invented hovercraft.
Yes.
So they had to call it something different. And I know Roger asked me to go abroad, to go to the States on the Piper contract. And in those days, and still sadly to some extent now, but in those days I was definitely the only female engineer, and I was probably the first to be sent abroad to deal with the it wasn't a potential customer, they were already our customer, they'd already signed. And he was extremely thoughtful about the implications of it.
Of you being on your own.
On my own. I wasn't...
So to speak.
Yes, so to speak. I wasn't on my own for the entire visit, because Dave Meek, who you possibly remember,
yes,
who was project engineer for the Piper, he came with me for part of the visit. So Roger was certainly a huge mentor to me and an example to me of how you should treat people in your working life, which I hope in my latter years, where I had more responsibility and had to deal with, shall we say, a wider range of people than when I started, that I was able to carry forward. Ian Goldsworthy, a huge character, and we became great friends, and obviously it was huge sadness to me when he died. Roy McCarthy, another character, sometimes very difficult, but somebody that I had a lot of respect for and who worked extraordinarily hard to get the project underway. And Dick Watts, who became my boss after Roger went up to be chief engineer, Dick became head of structures. And a character in himself, but somebody that I would say I certainly would call a friend, as well as somebody that I worked with. So they're people that certainly stick in my mind as people that, and Roger, I would say.
Real characters, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.